And elsewhere in the region, Iraqi refugees are starting to make their way back home. The Iraqi Red Crescent estimates that at least 25,000 have returned from Syria since September. Yesterday, we heard some reasons why they're returning. Some say Iraqi security has improved. Most say it's just too hard to stay in Syria. Dr. Saeed Haki is president of the Iraqi Red Crescent organization. He says refugees who settled in Syria have the greatest motivation to go home.
The Iraqi refugee in Syria are the poorest of them all. The one who has a lot of money, they go to the United Arab Emirates. The one who has a little bit less, he goes to Jordan. And the ones who are really suffering, they go to Syria. And those more or less has an incentive. The government is giving $800 for anybody who returns, plus $100 per month.
Yesterday, we heard from the head of an Iraqi displacement office who said he sees around 200 people a day. And let's just play that small bit of conversation he had with us.
We have many families going back to their houses. The person has to prove he was displaced. We send him to the main ministry office, and they do the rest of the procedures over there.
Now, we heard from a woman who said she had gotten all the paperwork, but then the question is, getting back into the house when squatters are often there or other displaced people.
The government is trying to solve that problem, but it needs some time because of legality, because of the circumstances, but that's a problem.
So you're saying that really at the moment people may be going home as in home to Iraq, but it sounds like few of them are actually going home to their homes.
We had the number of internally displaced for the first time this year. It showed a decline by about 100,000. The total number is now stands at 2.1 million throughout Iraq. It was almost 2.3. So the people are returning to their homes, and the security is definitely improving. And it's important that we do not drop the ball, because there's a possibility that things might escalate again and we lose this very favorable circumstances.
Escalate as in violence would once again increase?
Yeah, well, if somebody is in despair and doesn't have a home, doesn't have a job, doesn't have anywhere, and he sees family disintegrate, he becomes a liability rather than an asset to the community. And luckily, or thanks God, the U.S. Army is taking the initiative now. We are having a serious contact to try and solve these problems of the internally displaced.
So it sounds like at the moment it's the U.S. military that's making whatever inroads into this problem that are being made, not the Iraqi government.
Gosh, that's a tough question, ma'am. It's the U.S. has definitely had the 90% or more share in getting security back. The military sees that they do not want to lose that again, and I feel that they're doing the right thing by taking the initiative.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Saeed Haki is president of the Iraqi Red Crescent organization. He joined us from our studio in Washington, D.C.